Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton from Right Now Radio, a member of Expert Insights Publishing Family. And we're proud to announce that we've published 9 new number one bestsellers in just the last year and created 300 new best-selling authors. Our latest bestseller, Wounded, Survive, Thrive, is getting rave reviews around the globe, and that's why I wanted to bring this to you. Each of us can think of a woman in our life that, despite her trials and adversity, seemed to pick herself up, dust herself off, and pull herself together. This book is an invaluable resource and a collection of 101 women's stories from tears and torment to triumph. This will leave an indelible imprint on your heart forever. These resilient women have lived through nightmares and not only survived, but found ways to truly thrive. For the next few weeks, we will showcase raw interviews and powerful testimonies of their struggles, which only have made them stronger. Surviving some of the most difficult situations taught these brave women resilience, strength, and faith, and they want to share that with you now. Discover their triumph. Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of many best-selling and award-winning books. This year alone, we've published 7 bestsellers, and we have over 300 new authors who are bestseller and international bestsellers out there. So I'm thrilled today because I have with me some of these authors who have contributed to one of our latest bestsellers, Wounded, Survive, Thrive. It went international bestseller and award-winning book in days. And there were contributions from women all over the world who came together to really help those who are at a point where they're wounded or they're really not thriving now, to help them get to a point where they can do exactly that with their wonderful stories of how they made that happen in their own lives. 101 women all over the world. It's been an incredible journey for me personally and for everyone in the book. And all of the women in the book are amazing. And as I said, we're very fortunate to have some of those women with us today to share their stories. And again, they're global and from all over the world. So I wanted to share something from the introduction of the book. And I just really love this because it brings the spirit of the book to where we really want to be today in order to discuss our pleasure in sharing it with the world. In a time when the world seems depressed economically and emotionally, it's easy to find people who are wounded, difficult to find people who are thriving, and sometimes nearly impossible to tap into those who are really mastering their lives. So Wounded, Survive, Thrive, it's really a priceless work that was created to encourage and inspire you to be triumphant over your own situation. It's your time to stop suffering, stop being a victim, stop letting those who have hurt you have a grip over your life, and stop struggling to merely survive. The lessons you learn in the stories of these women, and these women are going to be sharing these stories with you so honestly and wholeheartedly today, about how they overcame extreme adversity, took power back over their own story, and became victorious. And they will inspire you to do the same. So I'm really thrilled that you decided today to go on this journey with us from any place that you may be wounded and learn how to survive and then joyously claim victory over your specific situation so you can grab hold of life again and really start living and thriving. So I was sharing with the ladies in the call earlier that I have an inspiration message that automatically comes into my email every morning, and I never know for sure what it's going to look like. And this morning, it appropriately was a message from Gandhi that said, "My life is my message." And I love this, and I feel this is so beautiful for our call today because of the fact that these women from all over the globe have shared their message. Many times they faced some of the wounds in their life for the very first time and shared them in this book for the first time. So ladies, I am thrilled to have you all here and for your ability to encourage women across the globe to really foster their dreams, embrace their fears, and follow their bliss. And that's really my theory in life, and I'm so glad that you have come together with us in this book to make that happen for other women. I thought I'd start. I'm in chapter two of the book, and I thought I'd start just briefly and share with you why I shared the story that I did in the book. It's called Breathless, and I have been around in the business world for many, many decades, and I have had a body that has supported me through workaholism and long hours and travel all over the world. And, you know, the things that have really driven me in business have, you know, should have taken a toll on my body. And they never did. My body supported me beautifully. I never take aspirin. I never get a headache. And one morning when we were in the middle of producing this book, the week before, I thought, I don't have much of a story to tell because things have really gone along really beautifully and I'm so happy with my life. And all of a sudden, I got up one morning and I could not breathe. I couldn't even walk to the next room. And so my wonderful, wonderful man in my life called the paramedics and they came and they had to carry me to the ambulance. And when I arrived at the hospital, it turned out that I had massive blood clots to my lungs. The doctor actually said he was surprised I made it to the hospital live and that I probably had 2 hours to live. Well, this is a shock because I don't even get colds. And so as a result of that, I had two choices. I could probably die in 2 hours, or I could take this huge, huge dose of medication where I don't even take aspirin, that there are two side effects to it, and you have about an equal possibility of either getting a stroke, bleeding to death, or surviving the medication. And I really had no choice. I had no time to get a second opinion. And so I took the medication and ended up in acute care, airlifted out of our little mountain resort to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and ended up in, you know, some pretty intense medical treatment for about 2 weeks. And I had to address the fact that I thought I just had an appreciation for traditional medicine, but I really had a fear of doctors and the power that they had about all that I didn't know. And I had to address that fear and learn to embrace traditional medicine as my friend because it saved my life. And what that did for me and why I shared that in my chapter was because I was able to embrace what I was really in fear of. Didn't even know I was in fear of. I just thought I didn't like them. But basically, it was very fear-driven, and I was able to face that and embrace that. And that gave me an example of maybe other areas in my life where I was feeling fear, I may not have even known it, and how addressing that and embracing that can really change the quality of your life. And in my case, it saved my life. So that was my story. And the reason I wanted to share it was because I didn't think I had one. And now I realize I have a lot of them. And we all have a lot of stories. And I'm honored to be in the presence of some of the wonderful, wonderful women that are with us today who, again, have so graciously shared their stories to really enhance your quality of life. So I'm going to introduce first Sushi Kumar. And she has written Chapter 38, Relationships, Feeling My Way to Inner Freedom. Sushi, can you share with us, you may want to unmute yourself, star six, and if you could share with us what may have prompted you to write your chapter about the subject matter you did, and then how you hope that would impact other women.
Sure. Hi, Vicki. It was really like a no-brainer for me to do this book when you told me about it, because you had heard my story for like 60 seconds and says, oh, you have to do this book. And so my business, my message is your biggest wound is your greatest gift to the world. That is my core message in my life and in my business. So it was really so aligned with this book, I couldn't not do it. And basically, I share my story on my website. I've shared it a lot. And I used to be really ashamed to share it because I did not want people to know that, you know, everything that happened. Then my mom was mentally ill when I was growing up, and my father was violent and was a very traumatic childhood for me, and mental illness runs rampant in my family. And so I actually had quite a bit of a social anxiety disorder, which I really didn't know about. And I don't like labels, but basically my life got very, very small. I was afraid to do anything, and it affected my business. It affected my jobs. It affected relationships to the point where I couldn't even have relationships or friendships. Like, everything got very, very, very small. But then eventually I just could not live like that anymore. And I finally started to take responsibility for the way I was living and feeling. And I was able to heal very gracefully without meds. I've never taken any medication. I personally don't do medication, but I was able to learn forgiveness and just accepting, having some deep self-acceptance for myself, which I never got when I was younger. And so I had to do it for myself, to accept what is, to accept what was, and everything. I didn't really let go of it. It just let go of me. And I felt such an inner freedom that I just wanted to shout it from the rooftops. And I always knew that this was my work, but I couldn't teach it until I actually was living it. And so when I used to be ashamed of telling my story, now I cannot wait. I mean, I would be nervous to get on this phone call, let alone go in front of groups of people like I'm going to do today and go up and down the West Coast and go in front of groups of people. I can't wait to tell people. I call it my sad story, social anxiety disorder, sad. My sad story, but it turned out to be a very happy story. And so I shared in the book just the way I share all the time, because owning it and saying that, yeah, it sucked, it was not fun, but look how happy I am now, and you can be happy too. And actually my story, when I tell the details, it makes people feel better. I give myself permission to feel everything, to be who I am, and that gives other people permission to be who they are. And most people can see, oh gosh, her story is a lot worse than mine, so I can give myself permission also to, you know, forgive the past and go forward in the present.
That is so beautiful. So tell me a little bit about what you hope to achieve now with what you contributed to the book and with all the great work that you're doing in the world. What do you hope that looks like for others?
For others? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, my mission is to help as many people, women and men, to experience deep self-acceptance. I mainly work with budding light workers and adult children of alcoholics / dysfunction. And so people like me, I call them my peeps, they're my tribe, to help as many people as possible who want to live a different life, to help them know their soul purpose, to live their soul purpose. I'm a soul purpose intuitive, and I'm a spiritual empowerment coach. So I want to just spread the word that you can forgive the past, you can walk in your power, and I want to help as many people as possible, whoever is drawn to hearing my story or working with me in whatever way.
That's beautiful. I know you're going to expose a lot of women at a wonderful expo today where you've been asked to be showcased and your books are going to be showcased there, included Wounded. And I so appreciate you taking the time to be here. If someone would like to learn more about your journey and the various different things that you're doing in the world, is there a website where they can go to?
Yes, there is. It is www.ecstaticempowerment.com.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Now, I'd like to talk with Rhonda Branch, who has in our relationship section, The Journey to Healing, chapter number 36. Rhonda, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Vicki.
Fantastic. Tell us a little bit about your contribution and what you hope that will do to make a difference in the lives of women.
My contribution to Wounded Survive Thrive, chapter 36, is Journey to Healing. And I grew up being sexually abused by my mother's boyfriend and other members in my family. And the reason I wanted to share that, because I realized that a lot of young women have grown up being sexually abused, and there's a big secret in a lot of families of sexual abuse, and a lot of it affects women when they grow up, that they disassociate. A disassociation happens when they grow up, that happens in their lives, and it affects their lives, it affects their families and how they rear their families. And that happened to me, and I made a decision when I was growing up that I didn't want to live like that. I wanted to be healthy. I didn't want to continue to live like that. I didn't want to raise my family in that manner, and I wanted to be healthy. So I decided to join this healthy journey to become a part of Wounded Survive Thrive because I wanted to reach out to young women, to survivors, to victims, to be in order to change their lives.
Oh, that's so beautiful. So, Rhonda, tell me a little bit about where that's driving you now with what you're doing in the world and how you're contributing, and also how people might be able to get in touch with you.
How I'm striving now is that I've been on my journey. I've gotten healthy. I've reached out to several young women and families, and I'm speaking to all types of groups, and especially since I've done Wounded Survive Thrive. People can reach me through my website at www.journeytohealing.org.
Beautiful. Rhonda, thank you so much. And thank you so much for your amazing contribution to the book. Now I'd love to hear from Linda Dyer. She is coming all the way, along with a few of the other ladies in the book, from Australia. They got up very, very early today to be able to be here. And her chapter is 13, Health and Wellbeing, Be the Change. And Linda has done some of the most amazing things, but she focused on her ability to turn her life around in her health and therefore being able to share that with others in the book. And Linda, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
Linda, tell us a little bit about the subject matter of the chapter and then why you were drawn to share that and how you hope that that will make a contribution to other women.
Well, because like you, my health was just amazing when I was a kid growing up, and I just thought I had so much energy, and I think they would have given me Ritalin had I been born today, you know. I just had so much energy, I could do anything. And then, you know, it just one day it just sort of stops. Although I think we get a lot of warnings, but we're not, I think more to the point we're ignorant of those warnings. I was ignorant of, you know, what a cramp really was or what this really was. And I think there's lots of different signs that come to you that tell you you're not, you know, you're a bank account and you're spending a lot more than you're actually taking in nutrition. And so, I mean, I became a tennis player very early, and I was playing tennis, coaching tennis all Saturday morning. I was playing tennis representative with adults, even though I was a child, all afternoon. I was playing representative tennis on a Sunday, and I'd probably disco dance in between because I could. And then I'd go to school and or work, whatever, in the meantime. And then one day it just all collapsed, and I started to fade. And, of course, after I had my child, I was spent. I just had nothing left. I've done so much and just loved my life, and that's why I wanted to write the book, because I was in San Diego as a speaker, and this girl got up and she'd written this song called Be the Change, and I'd been up most of the night preparing for this amazing talk in front of a few hundred people, and I'm standing there and she's singing this song, and it really affected me, and I went, yeah, girl, you go and be the change on that stage now. And I remember running onto the stage to affect the 500 people with my speech. And it was one of the best speeches I ever did. And that's why I love that song now, because I think what I'm doing and what I continue to do is to help other people be the change, to change from where they are, to see that there is another way. And all they have to do is make a choice, because to choose the negative energy and to go down that negative road takes exactly the same energy as it does to switch and go down a road of fulfillment. But it's just that I think a lot of them need somebody to hold their hand and say, hey, I can help you. And like Rhonda, the speaker before, I work with a lot of sexual abuse victims. I don't know why, they're attracted to me, and I help them through their journey of recovery and getting through the other side. And it might mean that they're screaming and getting rid of a lot of stuff, but I'm just absolutely loving what I'm doing. Working with you has been an absolute joy and blessing, because I have so many books inside of me, I just didn't know how to go about it. And I remember when you interviewed me, I was so teary. And a lot of that was not only my journey, and it was that opportunity that you gave to express it, that I'd been waiting so long for somebody to bring that opportunity to me. But also the work that I do is very spiritual, and to be able to, I could see myself, you know, in China and in some of the places I've been affecting others. And it was just I'm just overwhelmed with amazement sometimes at my own life, and grabbing it with every straw and loving it and just assisting so many people, that it's just a blessing to be here.
Oh, Linda, thank you so much. And you have impacted people's lives all over the world, not just a few, but hundreds of thousands of people with your writings and your books and the wonderful things that you teach. So we're thrilled at your contribution. And I'd love if you would share somewhere where people could get in touch with you to tap into more of your wisdom.
Yeah, well, I'm an NLP trainer, so I train trainers to be certified in neuro-linguistic programming. And basically, that's about understanding themselves. And because I've been through the fitness industry, the nutrition industry, and now the mind industry, it's wonderful to be able to coach holistically and to train people holistically. You know, the more I train, the better I coach. And the more I coach, the better I train. And you can find out more information on me on www.linda.com. mindpower-dyer.com or www.mindpowerglobal.com.au. And I'd love to share some more with you.
Yeah, and I also wanted to mention that soon on Amazon, Linda's book will probably be available, Good Grief. And it's a wonderful little book that absolutely changed people's idea about grief, hundreds of thousands of them. It was in China, right?
Yeah, the China earthquake.
Yeah, and so be looking for that because Linda has a number of really amazing books and teachings in her. And Linda, thank you so much for getting up so early to be with us today.
My pleasure, Vicki. Thank you.
Now, I would like to introduce Nicola Grace. She is Chapter 77 under Inspiration, Strategy with Spirit. And I had the great pleasure of actually meeting Nicola in person. And we actually were together for one of the awards that the book won, the Star Awards, at Mike Koenig's AENM event just a couple of weeks ago. So, Nicola, are you on the line?
I am indeed.
Fantastic. And another Australian up early with us. Nicola, tell us a little bit about your chapter in the book and what drove you to write it, and again, what you hope will be your contribution to others through that chapter.
Sure, thank you, Vicki. My chapter is called Strategy with Spirit, and it's amongst many other amazing, courageous women, which is so amazing to be part of this project. So thanks so much for allowing me to be part of it. And the chapter talks about my story of having to face cancer twice. And the first time was in my late 20s when I was diagnosed with leukemia. And in the darkest moment, there was a voice that just jumped out of my heart that says, but I haven't come here, I haven't done what I came here to do yet. I don't want to die. And it was at that moment that something just switched on in my mind to understand that we have a purpose and there's a bigger reason for us being here. And it looked like I wasn't going to get to do mine. And the regret and the pain in my body because I had let this little girl down and not lived my life with any amount of meaning and not done what I'd come here to do yet was so unbearable that I just went down into a really dark moment. But it was at the depths of that dark moment that I swung back up and found the will to live, and through a combination of a series of miraculous awakenings as well as going down the natural therapy route, I overcame cancer and then had been free of it up until 14 years past that date when I was diagnosed with final stage of melanoma. And at this time, it was like, oh gosh, not again. And I went into huge depression going, you know, they're like, there's no way I can go through what I went through before. I just, you know, just didn't know how I was going to survive. But it was via the journey that I took of having to really face what is the consciousness and what is the spirit behind trying to destroy the body. What is that consciousness? And the first time I was looking at the fact that, well, I just wasn't living my purpose. And the second time, it was the death wish that came up where I realized that I just didn't want to be in this world of injustice and pain and sorrow. And that was where I just sort of went, oh, I've got to become part of the solution, and I've really got to step up and not muck around with my life and do what I've come here to do. And so because of that, the life force that I experienced running through my body became the ultimate nutrition, the ultimate chemotherapy, the ultimate nutritional saturation to heal me and to restore my health and give me back my joy of living and really be focusing on the solution and being part of that and then helping other people to be part of that, because I truly believe that when we all step up to do what we're here to do, we are creating that transformation that will bring about the better world that we all seek to live in.
That is so, so beautiful. And you have done that in the way of contribution, not in the book, but also in the amazing work that you're doing, just in such an incredible fashion. Can you share where people might be able to get a hold of you if they want to find out more about what you're doing? Tell us a little bit about that and where they can find you.
Sure. Well, my platform is Strategy with Spirit, and that's whenever we approach any problem in life, it doesn't matter what it is. If we utilize strategy and we're using all of our brain, our left brain and our right brain capabilities, and also tapping into our spirit, that part of us that has life force and it has the greatest amount of wisdom, then we can accomplish anything. And I specifically focus using that strategy to help people find, follow, and accurately monetize their higher purpose so they can go out there and transform the world and create a better place, as well as work with social entrepreneurs who have campaigns to create winning mission strategies so that campaigns succeed and don't get stopped by obstacles. And you can find out more at missionblueprintonline.com. And at the bottom of that page, there's a good gift and a training video there that gives you 7 strategies on how to find life direction.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much, Nicola. And it was so lovely to meet you in person. And I hope to see you and all of the co-authors in October at our special awards event in New Mexico, where we will be celebrating it at the Hot Air Balloon Festival. So thank you again. Let's do you have you. Are you on the line?
Did you say Luz Bella?
Yes. Hi. Listen,
hi,
for those of you who have not met Lucilia, she is amazing. Her chapter is number 12 in Health and Wellbeing, and it's Awaken the Divine Within. And I have to say that she and her wonderful husband, who is the best-selling author of The E-Myth, Michael Gerber, the two of them have awakened me in such a divine fashion that I'm proud to call them friends and love working on projects with them. And Lucilia, tell us a little bit about what prompted you to actually write your chapter and then what you're doing now, because you've got a really exciting project happening.
Yes, very exciting. I'm facing the sun right now, so I feel like I'm talking to God, and so I'm talking to God through all of you, so thank you. Yes, this is a very amazing opportunity, and I want to start off, Vicki, thank you for this week. I know it was a whirlwind for you in your life and what was coming on this end, but on Monday, we've invited Dr. Brian Clement, the director of Hippocrates Health Institute, who is my mentor in the well-being field, to be interviewed by myself and Michael Gerber. And why are we doing this? I began a mission over 25 years ago. And of course, if you read my chapter, you realize I was a sick little girl all my life. I was skinny and I had anemia and whatever they call that stuff in the mouth, gingivitis, and you know, all these issues. I used to be incontinent until I was 16 and then asthma. And it seemed like I was born with this opportunity to rejuvenate myself and bring well-being into my life. And so last year, I took on my life. I mean, I've done everything I've done in my whole world. And it was like, you know, this is the year. You know, I'll be 65 March 4th, and that's the only day on the calendar that gives us a command, move forward. And I'm not taking advantage of it. I have to move forward, you know? And so we created this company last year, which was birthed at HHI, Hippocrates Health Institute. And I've been studying with Dr. Brian Clement and, of course, Ann Wigmore, who was my mentor over 25 years ago, have been inspiring me to rejuvenate myself, to bring well-being to my body. They've been mentoring me that I have the divine within, that I can do it if I so say so. And we birthed this little baby called Body System Design. God gave me this view, this vision of taking honor of the body, B-O-D-Y. That word means something so significant that we don't really know what it is. I took my body last year. I dropped 42 pounds. If you look at my website, Body System Design, you see a picture of me. I'm getting emails from people saying, what in the world are you doing? I don't even know myself. And let me tell you, I don't even know what I'm doing every day. I just get up in the morning, I have a visit with God. I ask God to tell me what to do, show me how to do it, connect me with the people that will get it done, and I just start my day. And it doesn't matter whether I have occasions like I did yesterday morning where we're launching the Dreaming Room for Well-Being, and I had no access. I had to make choices. I had to approve things. I had to connect with my team. We had thousands of emails going out to HHI. My website wasn't up, and I had no way of connecting. And I had to say, you know what? I was so out of control. I was like, oh, my God, how could this happen to me? And I had to say, you know what? I am the divine within. I have to allow myself to be. I took a deep breath. I took my puppy for a walk, and I said, okay, God, this is your work, and this interference, I say, it's not mine. So you must have something else on mind. So I'm just going to let it go and trust. And I did. I walked for about an hour, just being with the sun, just enjoying the fresh air. When I finally got through, or Lars, my web guy, got through to me, everything was handled. everything was complete. They moved without me. The things that I had to change, I did at the last minute. And we have a website called Body Systems Design. The email went out to thousands of people at HHI. We had, as of last night, we had over 200 people signed up for the conference call. We do it on Monday.
It's
amazing,
wonderful
that you can just let go and let God. So, Vicki, I am so delighted that you're part of my team, of being one of my facilitators, that we're taking this message of awakening divine within. Not something I know, it's not a formula, it's not anything that I've put together because I'm not big enough to know. I am big enough to trust and to allow the divine within me to continue to awaken with my team. We have 11 people right now. Can you imagine? That was my mission, my intent. By March 4th, we would have 11 angels marching forth to bring awakening to the people. And we have that. And now we take it to the next level. We don't know what it's going to be, but the dreaming room for well-being will be a thing of the future because today is making a difference in people's lives in ways we have no idea. And we are just allowing people to be. We're not coaching people. We're facilitating their process wherever they are. They can move to the next level. Tiny bites.
Beautiful.
Body Systems Design.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. So, you know, again, Lou Studia and Michael have done some wonderful things. Michael is one of the top best-selling authors of all time for entrepreneurship. And now Lou Studia is following that up and doing that type of thing for awakening the divine within for wellness. So thank you so much for being with us and for being such a dear friend and all the great work that you're doing in the world, Lou Studia. It's just amazing.
My pleasure. I'm here to serve you. Let me know if there's anything else that I can do for you or your community. I love you.
Oh, thank you. Now, I'd love to introduce Deborah Domino. Deborah has Chapter 46 in Motherhood and Children, and it's around mastering the cycles of life. But the wonderful thing about Deborah's chapter is that she did this in honor of her sister, who was really like a mother to her. Even though she has fabulous stories to tell about herself, she chose this chapter to honor her sister. And Deborah, welcome.
Thank you so much, Vicki. And yes, I did. At that time when I was introduced to this project, well, a little bit before that, my sister, who had been the rock for me, because there's so much wounding that I have, but it's invisible because many people think that, oh, Deborah, everything is so great for you, you just have it made. And that's a blessing if that shines through. But really, I was a very, very sick little girl. I was a chronic asthmatic, and I almost died. And my sister was like that rock for me because she was the oldest sister, and she was the one that went out and started working first because we were born to such humble beginnings. When I realized where we were, I'm thinking, we're in the middle of this cotton field. I can barely breathe because I'm allergic to this cotton. And when we walked, there were just a few planks in the floor. I could fall through those planks and hit the ground. So it was just things all around me that were just making me sick and sicker. And it was just a struggle that we went through. And my sister was always there trying to figure out a way to make a way out of no way with the bare minimum that we had, making my clothes out of cotton sack material. The flour came in a cotton-type material sack, but this made good cloth to make clothes, to make quilts. My sister was so creative in doing all of that to get me through this cycle. And then the day came now that I'm an adult, and she's grown, built her family, and she calls me and tells me, Deborah, I'm in the hospital again, and this is it. It's over. She said, the doctors have told me you are terminal. There is nothing else that we can do. She had been sick. Once she got into her adult years and started building her family, she suffered from breast cancer, then lupus, which caused so many other problems like pulmonary hypertension where she just couldn't breathe, and it seemed like this was the last bout. It happened during a time when I had a big burden on me. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, I can't lay my burden on her. She's dying. This has been my rock. She's done everything for me. What do I do? And all of a sudden, I realized, well, I can't do anything but just let go. And what came up inside of me was to say, you don't have a burden. Just go ahead and try to uplift her. Then it's like all my life, all of our life from my family, it's like our lives was like an open storybook because the struggle, things just kept happening and happening. So I learned at an early age to go deep inside. I was somewhat of a loner. I was shy, but I was going inside into my own fairy tale world looking for strength, looking for answers. And I continued to do that. And at that point, I went back to what I used to do. I went inside. Then all of a sudden, things started flowing, and I thought, well, we must tell this story. Hang in there. Don't leave us now. My sister's name is Versi. I said, don't leave us now. Maybe we can just start telling our story, because maybe it's the reason why these cycles keep happening. But if we've mastered them so far, that gives me the strength and energy to think we can keep doing it. So then all of a sudden, I was in a conference with a group on a call, and they were giving me some inspirational words. And the thing came up later on, an opportunity for me to participate in a transformational authors class. And that brought me to a convention in California where I met Vicky, and I found out about this Wounded Survive Thrive project. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, this is the universal story that can bring to light an open life storybook to everybody. I can share my story along with others. I'm thinking, this foundation is something that has no limits. It can order everything. So I said, yes, I want to participate in that. And I said, I'm going to use this story that's happening right now, which involved my sister on her deathbed trying to survive. She's needing to thrive. And all of a sudden, this storybook has just taken off. And to this day, she has survived it. That was over a year ago, and she's here, and she's doing better, and she's recovering. It's just like a miracle. And, Vicky, I want to thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of this, because so many amazing things have happened as I started sharing more of my story. And that story, many people have started just plugging in their own way, and it's just opened up to so many amazing things. And I realized it was making medicine for me, because a lot of the burdens that I had seemed to lift off me, and I was able to move on, and I became more inspired to share more and to do more, and it started connecting and bringing other people in that the same thing, and they felt the energy also. So this is something so amazing. I mean, it's emotional when I think about it.
That is so beautiful, Deborah. And your story of your sister and the story of the hope that is there is so amazing. And I think what is so beautiful, and many people that I interviewed for the book shared this with me, is that their life really began when they started telling your story. You know, it began in a whole new way. And, you know, when I got the quote this morning from Gandhi in my email box, it said, "My life is my message." I thought, that is so true. And we all have an amazing message in the tale of the story of our life to share with others. It can make a huge difference. Deborah, where can people get a hold of you? Or is there some resource or something you'd like to share on the web for people would like to know more?
Well, right now, my website is actually www.deborahdomino.com. And I'm in the process of updating some things on it, but that's my main contact at this time.
Wonderful, Deborah. Thank you so much. And, you know, our wishes go out to your sister. You know, I pray for her every day and send her the best healing energy. And it's really wonderful.
It's so wonderful. Thank you so much.
I think all of our ladies have shared their stories with us. And I want to thank you so much, all of you, for being here. It's just been an extraordinary experience for me. Most of you I interviewed, and I got to connect with you again today and share the amazing power in your stories and the transformation in your lives with listeners who really need to hear your message now. And I thank you for being here. And for all of those who would like to learn more about the book, Wounded, Survive, Thrive, go to www.woundedsurvivethrive.com, and you'll be able to meet all of our co-authors there and learn more about this wonderful experience. Thank you, ladies, for being here, and for everyone listening, have an absolutely wonderful week. To learn more about Wounded, Survive, Thrive, our other bestsellers, and the opportunity for you as a writer to get published now, visit geip.com. That's GETEIP.com. This is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, wishing you a happy and award-winning week. See you next time.